Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to How to Demolish Your Limiting Beliefs. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
When I would go, I'm just very careful, but I'm being honest. When I would go and sit with like family and friends and be quote unquote normal and have my normal life, and that's all beautiful, and I'm so grateful for all of that. I actually felt that that was the illusion. Like I actually felt like that I didn't sit in there, that I was playing a role in what I was supposed to play, but that's not what I was supposed to do. And it was a weird, I always felt, like you said earlier, I was always surrounded by people, but felt so alone because I didn't feel like I connected with anyone. And in your space in Nkechi, and it's just such a beautiful place to feel so like welcomed and understood and with like-minded tribe. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thanks for being a part of it. You always bring like just genuine, just gems, just knowledge. And I really loved that statement. Alchemize it. That really is what it is. Like I always say transmute, but that was, I think that was actually a word that was used. You know, The Alchemist is my favorite book. So, alchemize actually does make sense. Like you, and there's a power in it. And this is something that cannot be overstated. It is so important to understand that even the alchemist, it was a process to becoming the alchemist. They weren't just the alchemist. They became that. You aren't just healed. You'll become that. These are the steps towards it. And you're very rightly said, no, it's not clean. It's not nice. Sometimes it involves, like Jesse pointed out, going back and having to humble yourself and go completely against the societal norm of a mother apologizing to the kid and saying, hey, this is what I've realized about myself. Did it affect you? And I need you to tell me how it affected you. I need to hear it. Like, it's not easy. And that's why I said that literally on Monday. I am fully aware that this is not a fun, that this will not necessarily be a fun journey, but it is a worthy one. And on the other side of it is a level of self-control and self-competence that I can confidently with my entire chest say, you have not experienced. I know you haven't experienced it. I know you haven't, because you wouldn't be here if you had. If you had already experienced it, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be drawn to this space. But it's right there. It's so close. But the point is that you're supposed to enjoy the journey. It's messy, it's not fun, but it's also a beautiful journey because you're actually unraveling all of these things. Like the concept of the, like what you just said, the lotus actually coming out of mud. I mean, what are the odds? And lotus, like I love lotuses. They're one of the most beautiful flowers you'll ever see. And yet look at the rubbish it came out of. You will be a lotus that came out of all of this rubbish. This was rubbish and it always was. And the minute that you acknowledge it is, it's not to say this is what I deserve, but no, don't add it's rubbish and it always was, period. There's no comma. There's no I deserve this. There's no well, it's because, well, it came from, it's a period at the end. We got to learn where the commas go and where the periods go. And there's a period at the end of that statement. All of this is rubbish. That's what I meant on Tuesday when I said Solomon really understood it and none of us believed him. Meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaning. All this stuff that all the weight, all the baggage, it's all meaningless. I can't even take that with me. People always talk about taking money with you. You can't even take all these problems that you have with you. So why are they here? If you can't take, you know what you can take with you? You can take love. Ironically enough, you can take love with you. Any place you go, that is the highest frequency. It doesn't matter what plane you're on. It doesn't matter whether you're on another planet. That's the only thing you can take with you. Even the things that you're angry about right now, they may not exist on another plane. They may not exist in another place. Even if you left here and went to Mars and said you're going to live, the things you're angry about here may not necessarily be on Mars. But love will always exist. There will always be a need for love. There will always be. Do you understand? You can't even take the troubles with you. They tell you can't take money with you to get you to discard money. But nobody ever tells you can't take these troubles with you to get you to discard the troubles, to get you to discard the limiting beliefs. You can't take them with you. So what's the point? So yeah, this has been powerful. This has been crazy. I'm making some last minute realizations as well on myself. And Lisa really just dropped the mic and then hopped out the room. All right, we'll hold her accountable on Monday for breaking this. Somebody gonna pay for this mic, broke the mic. So yeah, guys, I love you. This has been a brilliant space. I wanna give space to any of the mods that are up here. Does any mod wanna say anything? I see Yvette, I see Giuseppe, and I see Brooke. Since Brooke is new to the space, let me hit up Brooke, and then I'm gonna come back to Yvette, and then we'll wrap with this Giuseppe. What's up, Brooke?
And catchy queen, my God.
Hey, boo.
This room. So, I guess there's been so many things said, and I receive so much of them, and I wanted to offer something that you helped me. Truth is funny because it's true. Whether people believe it or not, it's true. Like, my feet are touching the ground and I'm looking at a mountain, and those things are true whether anyone believes it or not. And so it's interesting when you show up in service with unconditional love, with the ability to give love and the ability to receive love, and how much it expands your vision. And you just have just done that for me today, along with the other shares that came up. But I wanted just to offer something that expanded, that is already true, and that I live with and sit with, because I am the truth and the truth is me, and there's no way for us to be separated, is that I always think I am the avalanche. And does the avalanche start as an avalanche, or is it just the first fall forward with the force down? That's snow. But when the snow falls and knows I am an avalanche, does the snow that falls have to earn the snow that will gather at its side? Does it have to beg? Does it have to wonder? Does it have to anything? Or does it just fall forward, and what it is summoned to it with such great force that becomes this devastating masterpiece at the bottom, because it is an avalanche? And I started to realize I am the avalanche. I am the avalanche. And when I choose to fall forward, I do so with the full force of what my being is. So if I fall forward and I believe I have to earn love, then every single part of the universe that will validate that my being is right will fall to me, and my life will be a reflection of the avalanche I decided to be. Yes. Because I am everything. And I think to myself, if I decide I have to earn money and I fall forward, well, my God, if my life won't validate that that is true. But what I have found since seeing myself, my the self, is that every time I ask myself, am I this, am I that, I ask myself, who is asking the question? And there's only one answer to that. I am. And that I get to choose which systems I participate in and which systems I don't. And that if I am abundance and I fall forward down the mountain, abundance cannot be separate from me. It is summoned to what it is. And that you helped me in this moment when you said, part of what you are is what you're becoming. Because for me and the self, time and space is irrelevant. What I've been, what I am, and what I'm becoming are all one person. And it's just what part of the downhill process, what part of the avalanche are we in? Like, how many trees are in here? Do we have to spit out a few skiers on this end? Like, I'm an avalanche. And so I don't get to determine what every single part of the path towards the masterpiece at the bottom will look like. I just know I trust the environment that I am in, which I am part of, which I created, and which I flow in and out of to provide for my needs and my desires, because I show up in service with unconditional love and I fall forward. And you just really glowed my whole body the color amber as I listened to you speak, and it just screamed through all of my parts. And I wanted to share that because that's how I feel and that's my truth. And it is true as we start to look at what we usher in is just there because the universe is telling us in the most obvious ways, whatever you want is what I will make your life to be. And so it's all about, for me, holding still and falling forward with so much force that the universe bends to my will, knowing that the love that I bring expands love and vision across the whole world. So thank you, Nkechi. This is amazing. My name is Brooke and I yield the mic.
You're amazing, Brooke. That was so spot on. And the reality is, you don't even realize how spot on it was because you weren't here earlier. And like, literally there are things that you're saying that are quotes from realizations we had earlier. And the fact that you hopped in and you automatically.
Girl, there are no coincidences, I guess.
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Like, you are completely in alignment with the direction that we're heading in. You know, the concept of that avalanche, that all, you only get that initial step to choose. And then once you fall forward, it is what it is. And you just have to deal with it. You have to deal with the fact that you chose to fall in a direction that had rocks, more rocks than it had snow. You have to deal with the fact that you fell in a direction that resulted in other people's homes and their lives being ruined. You have to accept it. You have to accept it because the only thing that's worse than an avalanche itself is an avalanche that's not even in control of its own self. An avalanche that then becomes a flood, that then becomes, you know, a hurricane, and then becomes a monsoon. Because the reality is, people don't realize that you do transmute over time. When you make the wrong decision, you don't just stay that initial thing. You become worse. You cause more damage. And then before you know it, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. I think that there actually is we say this a lot, that it's never too late. I think that there is a point where it actually does become too late. I don't know when that point is. And I'm 1000% sure that nobody in here has hit that point. However, there is a point where it is too late. And maybe that's when you're no longer alive, or maybe that's when you injure the one person that was meant to set a bunch of people free. And now those people will never be free because of that one person you injured. And that's a very true reality. There are people who have been handicapped because we were not able to control ourselves, and they don't recover. Now, ultimately, in the end, is that really our fault? No, because they still have to make their decision. However, do you want that karmic law associated with you? You don't. I'm going to answer it for you. You don't.
So, and Ketchy, you said something so important.
Go for it, Brooke.
Is that the full force forward is also the idea of stable energy. Like, what masterpiece waits for me is one of unconditional love. It bears no ill will. It bears only expansion. And if I can stay stable in that energy, the fall forward will have bumps, because I'm also going to be shed of anything that doesn't make sense with my abundance. Yes. So if I have a life with a bunch of things and I'm like, now I'm doing abundance, I'm going to be shed of anything that doesn't make sense with my abundance. Yes. So if I have a life with a bunch of things and I'm like, now I'm doing abundance, what's funny is first, the universe is like, cool, well, you can't have any of this then, because none of this is part of that. And it might feel like it's not working, but it's working. In fact, it's working overtime. And if you can be with the stable energy and the truth that your feet are on the ground and that you are ushering in the world that you want to live in, because you already live in it, the only thing that causes these destructive places that you talked about in my experience, and I can only speak from mine, is disbelief, doubt, confusion, yes. Because what that is it takes stable energy and it becomes chaotic energy. It becomes like an outlet that every time you plug in, it zaps your computer. You'd stop using it and you start to shut down parts of your beingness. And then the universe is like, so what do we want now? I don't know. And starts to have to fracture its efforts because you're fractured. And so the reality is, and you end up in situations where cruelty can take place inside the space that was supposed to be filled with love. And so I'm so aligned with what you just said, because confusion and doubt creates unstable energy, and that avalanche becomes a natural disaster versus a masterpiece of water in total flow. Oh, I love everything you said. I'm going back on mute.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you said that, because you guys do realize that there are some avalanches that are actually quite gorgeous to look at. They're beautiful. Sometimes you see people that are skiing and they're moving with it so perfectly. And at the end of it, the skier, like, they, you know, they go on their merry way, and then the avalanche subsides and no damage is done. It's just a naturally occurring thing. But then you have the ones that are damaging, and that's what you do not want your karma associated with. You don't. I'm just gonna highlight, you know, I'm actually glad to have heard all of that, because that actually highlights what we're gonna be speaking on next week. And without giving too much away, it does have to do with you speaking something and then being at peace. What that confusion that Brooke just highlighted, that disbelief, that doubt, that is actually what, imagine imagine you are driving at 100 miles. When you speak something into the universe, you are automatically going from 0 to 1,000. You know what causes the problem? You're going 1,000 miles an hour, and then doubt creeps in. Imagine driving a car and you are going, I'm even saying 1,000. Let's even just keep it light and say 75 miles an hour. Imagine somebody's driving you at 75 miles an hour and suddenly they start saying, man, I'm kind of scared. I don't think I can control this car. Even hearing that, did your heart not just beat a little bit faster? Even hearing it. Now imagine introducing that level of chaos. You're going the minute you speak something, you are now hurtling towards that thing. You have shifted the very universe in your favor. You are now hurtling towards that thing. Imagine how horrible it will be when you introduce doubt and confusion and what if, and then you assume that just because one of the things that you had to hurdle through, you had to break through an asteroid, so you assume that if an asteroid was there, that means that it's an obstacle and it was supposed to stop you. No, it was just your that it was just in your way. That's all. It was just in the wrong. It was wrong, not you. The obstacle is wrong. You are not wrong. The obstacle is wrong. Prove it wrong by going through it and not thinking twice about it. Not starting to look over your shoulder and get. So imagine you're going 1,000 miles an hour and now you start to have doubt. You start looking over your shoulder. You start losing control of that wheel. You go from being a beautiful, naturally occurring thing to being a disaster that ends other people's routes. Imagine you're driving and somebody comes to cut you off. It wasn't about you. It was that they freaked out. They have some place to be. And instead of them just staying the course, they're zipping back and forth. Have you ever seen that? Somebody zipping back and forth across 5 different lanes. And ultimately, they still end up at the stoplight right next to you. And you just looking at them like, brother, what are you doing? You did all that zipping around and you still ended up at the same traffic light as me. So what were you really doing? You were just causing chaos. That was brilliant, Brooke. Hey, Boo. If time allows, come through on Monday. I think the next series is gonna be right up your alley. That was beautiful, babe, and I'm so happy that you were able to join us and contribute. That was powerful. Yeah. Ooh. All right. We are still winding down. This is some powerful notes. I hope you guys were taking notes. Even I'm taking notes, and this is my course. Like, even I'm taking notes. So you guys definitely should have filled up a few pages by now. But next up, we've got Yvette, and then we're going to... and welcome Tal Navarro back. She's hanging out with her beautiful kid right now. So she's here just supporting the space, but I just wanted to shout her out. Yvette, for sure, go for it, and then we'll round up with Giuseppe. Go for it, Yvette.
Of course, my love. Again, you know, thank you for this incredible room to everyone. I have not been able to chime in whatsoever because, first of all, I am on a deadline. my clients want to kill me, but I'm on deadline. and then, in addition to that, just something that I really quickly want to share. And in catchy, I just want to let you know that the book that I'm literally writing is now 35 pages. Okay. So that's also why my clients want to kill me. But I've been moved. I've been wanting to jump in so many times, but I really have had to do my work.
Hey loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.